Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the music that got Greg Allman into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is the music that got him through his liver transplant surgery. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today Greg Allman joins us in the Soundcheck studio. Also on the program, it's sexy, it's outrageous, but don't call it stripping, a look at the neo-burlesque movement. But we begin with Greg Allman. He co-founded the Allman Brothers Band in 1969, and over 40 years later is still going strong. There have been thrilling highs. The Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East remains one of the essential recordings of American rock. And there have been crushing lows, like the early death of his brother Dwayne in 1971. But Greg Allman has always had music to fall back on. So when he underwent surgery just 7 months ago for a liver transplant, it was music that helped him recover. Specifically, a collection of songs that he recorded called Low Country Blues. Greg Allman is here to tell us about it, and Greg's band actually played an old Allman Brothers classic for us in the studio here just a few minutes ago, which we'll be hearing. Greg, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John.
How's the voice holding up?
It's gotten a pretty good workout these last, it's been about 3 weeks, almost a month.
Mm-hmm. Normally we do, you know, the live performances live as it happens, but knowing that this was a possibility, luckily we had the tapes rolling before, we can hear you and the band doing Melissa in a moment, but the new album called Low Country Blues, this was, as I understand the chronology, you recorded this before the surgery, right?
Right.
So what was your kind of state of mind? I mean, did you have the specter of this major operation looming over you, or did you not know what you were getting into?
They only give you so much information, you know? Because a lot of people, if they gave them everything, a lot of them would probably say, well, listen, you can cancel that liver.
Mm. But it's only been 7 months.
That's right.
And I mean, you're out on the road. You played last night. Gave it a go today, and we'll hear some of the results in a moment. How hard has it been?
Well, it's like you can't get quite enough sleep. You know, I mean, you have to. It's like your body keeps calling on sleep. Sleep just wants to sleep. And to the point of you getting, like, you know, hey, where's my energy gone, you know? But they told me, they said, you know, I said, we'll just cut to the chase. I asked him at the hospital, I said, how long before it feels like nothing happened? And they said, oh, that. Well, that'll probably be one and a half, 2 years.
Wow.
And I went, geez. Then they start the technical stuff about, well, you know, you're technically not the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had hepatitis C, which is why you were up for the liver transplant.
Yeah, they tell me I got it from a tattoo when I was 20 years old.
Wow. Do you know which one? There are numerous contenders up and down both of your arms.
I believe it was this one, the centaur.
On the upper left shoulder.
Yeah. Mm.
Greg Allman is my guest in the studio on Soundcheck today. How important was it for you to know when you got out of surgery that this album, you know, was there waiting for you so that it could be released and you could sort of get back to doing music?
Well, it's just a great thing that the record turned out so incredibly to my liking, that's for sure. And, I mean, if the artist isn't satisfied with it, forget it.
Yeah. Now, what you did was, in addition to writing one original tune for the record, you pulled on a lot of kind of your musical roots. A lot of great old blues from people like, I don't know, B.B. King and Skip James and et cetera. Right. Where did you find Little by Little?
Little by Little is, I don't know, I heard B.B. King do it, I think Bobby Bland, maybe even Milton, Little Milton. Hmm. But it's been done a bunch of times. And of course, Buddy Guy, didn't he do it?
It's a great version that appears on this new album called Low Country Blues, produced, by the way, by T-Bone Burnett. Maybe we'll talk in a moment about how that happened. Greg Allman is my guest, and this is a little bit of Little by Little. That is Greg Allman from his solo record called Low Country Blues. Greg, your first solo record in 14 years, and boy, you came back with a real fantastic crew. T-Bone Burnett producing. The piano that we just heard, that's Mac Rebinac, better known as Dr. John.
Right.
You hadn't worked with either guy before.
I worked with Mac.
Well, with Mac, yeah.
In 76, he played on my solo record then, the second one.
But T-Bone, how did that
come about? Well, my manager called me, and I was on the road with the Allman Brothers. And we were up like Detroit, Minneapolis, someplace like that. And he said, listen, and we were coming to the end of the tour. And he said, listen, man, I need you to stop by Memphis on the way home to Savannah, where I live. And I want you to meet this guy. And I thought, boy, I mean, I'm tired anyway. I don't want to stop and meet somebody. You know, and I knew it was about record producers. He said, "I think you'll, it'll be a better world for you after you meet this guy."
Wow!
Some such nonsense that I'm supposed to lure me there.
Yeah.
So I went, and we got to talking, and he seemed like a very, very nice person, and so. I asked him, what are you doing in Memphis? And he said, because he lives like, I think he lives in Santa Barbara or someplace. And he said, I'm here at the Sun recording studio. And I got two builders with me, and we're measuring it board for board, and I'm going to rebuild it in this lot next to my house.
Right? Wow, so he's building an exact duplicate of Sun Studios.
Yes, I said, man, that's the hippest thing I've ever heard.
Uh-huh. And at that point, you realize maybe you'd found a kindred spirit or something.
I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you.
So
he said, listen, this guy that I know gave me this modem, and it has thousands of old, obscure blues songs on them. And he said, I was thinking maybe I'd peel off about 25 of them and send them to you, and you could pick out 15.
This is all from, like, one of those little hard drives that you stick in the side of the computer, right?
No, he sent me the disc. He sent it to FedEx. Yeah, because there was some literature on all the artists and all that. Anyway, so he said, take your time, you know, and I did. I walked around the house and listened to that stuff for about somewhere around 7 weeks. And I sort of arranged the stuff, you know, like just off the top of my head, right?
And T-Bone, of course, you know, great producer, is not the kind of guy who gilds the lily. He leaves things kind of
That's
acoustic
right.
and spare. And did the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack and the Raising Sand record with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Right.
So he's producing the new record by Greg Allman called Low Country Blues. And he's the one who brought Dr. John in, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you brought in your whole band here to the studio today.
Right.
And, you know, although we're here basically talking about the Greg Allman record, you still, you know, you mix in some Allman Brothers stuff. You still play, after all these years, you know, some of the old favorites, including Melissa.
Right.
Is it a different song for you at this point?
Hopefully it's kind of different every time.
Well, let's hear how it sounded just a little while ago, live here in the Soundcheck studio. This is the Greg Allman Band with Melissa.
Thank you.
That is the Greg Allman Band, live in the Soundcheck studio just shortly before we went on the air today. The band trooping in here and playing the Allman Brothers classic, Melissa. Greg Allman, of course, singing, Jay Collins playing the flute, Bruce Katz playing the keys, Scott Sherrard the guitar, Jerry Jamott playing the bass, Floyd Miles playing percussion, and Steve Potts playing the drums. And Greg Allman, my guest on Soundcheck this afternoon. The new album is called Low Country Blues. And the Allman Brothers Band, Greg, you're doing your annual, you're back to the Beacon Theater.
Oh, yes.
In March. March 10th through the 26th, it was 8 shows, then it was 13 shows, and now it's some number greater than 13.
Yeah, we're adding on, that's for sure.
What is it about the Beacon that, you know, that brings you back there year after year?
There's two or three things. I guess the main number one thing would be the crowd, of course. Mm-hmm. You can't beat a New York crowd, man. So many of my good buddies who are also in this business, I've heard them say the same thing. And you can't. You got all walks of life. I mean, you play for New York, you play for the world. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, also the sound in there is just impeccable. It's real good. It's
and it is a tradition at this point. I mean, it's been how many years?
Yeah.
Going back to what, the 80s at some point?
I don't know. I remember we went to Japan in 91, and we went to the Radio City, mm-hmm. which the stage was this big. Here's the band. I mean, you know, the band looks like the Radio City just ain't the place.
Right.
It's maybe a little Hanna-Barbera or somebody like that. Or Hanna-Montana, whatever her name is.
So, it's only 7 months since the liver transplant. Do you have to make any concessions? I mean, you know, you 13 shows in 16 days can, you know, is... Isn't that a little dangerous?
Well, I'll be right up almost a year then. I mean, I'm 7 months now.
Right. And they told you, I mean, did your doctors know you'd be back on the road this quickly?
Oh, they knew that that playing would not only be good for me, it would help my healing instead of just the opposite. Mm. And really it did. Sitting around that damn house going stir crazy wasn't doing it. And so I went out first in October.
Really?
I did that speaking clock thing with T-Bone.
With they T-Bone
came,
Burnett.
Yeah, they came here. Matter of fact, it was mm-hmm. at mm-hmm. the Beacon.
Right.
And we just made 3 stops, and I went to all, well, I didn't go to the San Francisco stop, but I got Boston and New York. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all the rehearsals. And actually, it was,
You don't regret having done it?
No, not at all.
Well, fortunately, the record was done. It hadn't, you know, it's just out now, but it was in the can, as they say. This collection of old blues. Now, this one that we're hearing a bit of, called "Floating Bridge." This is a Sleepy John Estes tune.
Right.
And this is the track that kicks off the record from Greg Allman.
When I was going down, I throwed up my hand. Water and they laid me on the bank.
Bridge from the album Low Country Blues by Greg Allman, and we heard Greg Allman and Friends, as they're officially known, performing Melissa here in the studio. And it's been 14 years, Greg, since your last solo record. It's also been a long time since the last Allman Brothers record. You got really? Another one coming?
Yeah. Listen, I've got a few things already for the new one.
All right.
And can't wait to, after doing this one, you know, get on back home and start working on that.
Well, first there's the matter of the run of shows at the Beacon Theater in March.
That's
here in
fact.
New York, March 10th through the 26th. There are 13 scheduled and more to come. Greg, you know, congratulations on the new record and best of luck to you. You look great, and you know, hopefully things continue to proceed apace, and a year from now, hopefully you reach that stage of what happened.
You got it.
All right. Thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, John.
Coming up next, Burlesque is back. We'll hear how the racy vaudeville scene is thriving underground and in the mainstream, and explore the life of the burlesque queen Gypsy Rose Lee. All of that coming up on Soundcheck.